these four lanes will never move. Little Peach and X's Jeeps eventually die too. Even if the Russians came and named it something new, it would always look like
Yeah. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, I'm Brian Young. It is a crash course for the Reavers Show. I got plenty of great music coming up, requests and that sort of thing. And around 2 o'clock, we got Roland Pearsall. It's gonna. Do I see your last name right, Roland? Pearsall. Roland Pearsall will be playing live. He's used to busking, but he's going to do it in the studio today. And you going to rock our socks off or what? He's going to do his best. Right on. Yeah. Hey, my band played the other night. That was pretty cool. The Thigh Scrapers, who played at the Plow and Stars with Glider. And that was my band that does the theme song for this show. It's a David Bowie cover, Driving Saturday. Maybe we'll play the real thing later on, huh? Something by Bowie, because, you know, I'm always in the mood for Bowie, so he'll pop up sometime. And I still got to get on Facebook and look at the request there. You can request here at 855-915-9636. Give us a call. But I know somebody asked for Link Ray's Rumble. I'm going to give him Link Ray's Ramble, The Ugly Brother. 91.5 MFO. We'll be right back.
guess one of the things about using music in movies that's like so cool is the fact that if you do it right, if you use the right song in the right scene, and it just, really, when you take songs and put them in a sequence in a movie right, it's about as cinematic a thing as you can do. I mean, it really, you're really doing what movies do better than any other art form, you know? I mean, it really works in this visceral, emotional, cinematic, you know, way that's just like special. I mean, it's just really, really special. And when you do it right and you hit it right, then the effect is you can never really hear that song again without kind of thinking about that image from the movie.
101.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, the good, the bad, and the ugly theme. Me and Roland had that thing cranking in here. It sounded like something, I don't know. It moved me. As that always does. One of my favorite movies, too. The good, the bad, and the ugly. No, we're not going to do a whole movie theme today. That was the other day. I probably did that a year ago. Maybe we'll have to do that sometime soon. But, yeah, we got Roland Pearsall. He's going to be on around 2 o'clock. And I'll play some more requests here. Have some Flesh Tones coming up. And some stuff for the Ramones block that might be lit after Roland. And a little bit of this. Here's something new from the Heave Ho on MFO.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Caroline says,
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. And, yeah, some great live stuff from Lou Reed there. Caroline Says, going out to Cal Cali. It's from the Rock and Roll the Animal album. Before that, the Fleshtones with The Sweetest Thing from their album Laboratory of Sound. Then we heard a new one from the Heave Ho Local Guys with Drugs or Money from One Man's Trash Kickback. Ennio Morricone in there. Do I say it right, Roland? Is it Morricone or Morricone? You don't know. Well, I say Morricone. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, main title track. And then we had Dick Deal and with Miserlou. We all remember that in Pulp Fiction. I mean, it was out years before that, but Pulp Fiction made it huge again. And Dick Deal again with The Eliminator we played. And then we played The Ventures with Apache 65, Link Ray with Ramble. And you know the rest. Have a request? 855-915-9636 is the number. And what's that weird noise? I guess it's the air conditioner. We'll shut that off for Roland when Roland plays. We got Roland Pearsall in the studio. He's going to go on around 2 o'clock. What was that note I saw? Yeah, this was good. Somebody requested on Facebook. Facebook, there's a crash course for the Ravers page. And somebody requested Jim Carroll. And then somebody puts under that, the only station you could hear Jim Carroll, right on. Here you go. This one's called I Want the Angel on MFO.
I'm never come around. was a stranger. Passing by, he smiled at me, but when I looked, I realized the danger. For his eyes, they looked so empty and cold, and something told me that I'm gonna be rolled. In my pocket, only cents and dimes, but then for them, he'd gladly kill me. Walking fast and walking fast, I managed just to slip around the corner. Thought he'd hear my running feet as I went pounding down the street like thunder. Well, I've never heard my heart beat so fast, and I've never been so scared in the past, and I never ever realized that this place could be evil to me. Billy Porter, this place is fun. What have I done? Now Phil is button, Phil is tough, he's good to have when the going's rough, he told me. Don't go out on your own at night, for if you do, you'll have to fight, stay by me. Now he's teaching me each and every day, and I think that in this place I might stay. And I never ever realized what a rough neck I would turn out to be. This is fun. What can be done? Billy Porter, you never told me that I needed a gun. Billy Porter, when you wrote, you said that this place was fun. Billy Porter, you never told me that I'd be on the run.
Pull over.
Well, once upon a time, you dress so fine, through the bombs of time, in your prime, didn't you? Well, people call, said beware, doll, you're bound to fall, you thought that all. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Yeah, you don't talk so loud. Yeah, you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. Well, tell me, how does it feel? Well, tell me, how does it feel to be on your own, like a complete unknown, like a rolling stone?
Just reached a place where the willow don't bend. There's not much more to be said. It's the top of the hill.